Well, at this point, you've probably heard about Pokemon Go. It's a new smartphone game that officially launched last week. And while the numbers aren't out yet for iPhone users, the latest estimates say the game is already more popular than Tinder on Android phones and may soon overtake Twitter. It's based on the popular 90s video games and trading cards, which center on catching and trading fictional creatures called Pokemon. The new game has the same basic premise, with the exception that players are forced to get off the couch and go find Pokemon hidden in the real world. This morning, we followed the game's GPS outside and across the busy street to our first Poke stop. 22-year-old Emily Palmer was waiting for a walk signal with the game out. She is a level 4, whatever that means, and has her own strategy for catching Pokemon.
I mostly do these in Ubers, because it's kind of fast. You get around. I've gotten, like, all of my Pokemon through Uber.
Probably a better idea than walking around while playing. There are some concerns that people aren't looking where they're going when they're doing that. Now, the game is free with some in-app purchases, and it makes use of augmented reality, meaning that when you reach a Pokemon, the game uses the iPhone's camera or the Android phone's camera to show your real-life surroundings while superimposing the creature in the sky, by the water, and in the street. You can only imagine what those sounds are. The user throws Pokeballs to capture things like a Zubat or a Snorlax or a Weedle, and the type of creatures tends to vary based on your location and geography. The game tries to send users to landmarks like monuments and parks in search of the creatures. One soon-to-be father found a Pidgey sitting next to his wife while she was in labor. Pokemon Go has topped the U.S. App Store's charts, and Nintendo's shares in Japan surged today, closing up nearly 25% and adding about $7.5 billion to its value. Now, so far, Pokemon Go is only available in 3 countries, the U.S., New Zealand, and Australia, so it could get a lot bigger before all is said and done. By the way, a couple of weird things that have happened with Pokemon Go, according to ABC affiliate KTRK, in Wyoming, Shayla Wiggins was playing and discovered a body lying in a river while looking for creatures. And in Missouri, 4 teens were arrested for allegedly waiting at Pokestops to rob people. How nice. You're listening to Here and Now.